You have to find yourself interesting, then you won't put yourself to sleep. Okay.
Good morning.
That's right. We're up to the Mem Amud Aleph, and we're learning out that from this pasuk where it says you should do. After we're talking about a par helim davar shatzibur, the community made a mistake based on the bezin that ran carbon. The pasuk before that talked about par koy mashiach, and then by par helim davar shatzibur it says over there that you have to sprinkle, you know, the seven times on the pareches and the four times on the mizbech, and then the pasuk says va'osel la par, you should do to the par. Kasher also, like just like you did, and we learned from there that everything that we said, we're repeating a second time, let's make sure you do it and you don't miss anything out. And then it says, lip par, do it to the par as well, and we're saying now that's talking about the par of Yom Kippurim, that you learn somehow, some dinim, par Yom Kippur from par Helen of Shatzibur. We'll see later on, there's another opinion that lip par is referring to the par Kain of Mashiach. And then we said, chatas comes to include other chatois, like a se'id avodas kechavim, but does not come to include a chatas from your Yom Tov and Chesh Chedesh, because there you don't know exactly what the avod is. Okay, so we're up to here. And then we have a chippe v'nislach, that even though you missed out smicha, you didn't do the smicha of the animal, you didn't do the shirayim, the leftover blood, you didn't throw down the bottom, it's still all right. We're right in the middle of the page, where we are up to Abaye Omar. And we said, why do we need a pasuk v'asa kash, v'asa kasher asa to loy? Why do you need that pasuk? Why do you need the pasuk kenya asa loy to tell you that's ma'akiv the four or seven times when, according to Yehuda, it says that very much in the pasuk itself. So we said it goes according to Shimon holds on the pasuk, I'm talking about two, sprinkle two corners, and therefore we need to learn from another place. However, by Abba Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, says all written in this pasuk, you still need a special limud. Why? Salka datka mina b'thought. Not everything that the Torah says over here regarding the carbon is takam akiv. Just like asmicha v'shiri adam, we just said yesterday that if you didn't put your hands on the head of the animal, or the leftover blood didn't go down the shoot. The avgav v'ksivan v'kfilon. Even though it's written once, you should do it. Then it says again kenyasa, and yet the din is lema akiv. It doesn't matter. It could have a drasha v'chiper v'nislech. You know that one. That doesn't matter. I would have thought matna benami leitis akiv. Maybe sprinkling it on the four corners. Maybe it's not ma'akiv. Why? Because we find other kabbanas outside which have to sprinkle on four corners. But karmachatas and Hill said if you did only one, it's good enough. Kamashalon. That's why you had to say it over here as well. Okay. Now let's get back to what you said yesterday. What does lepar mean? We're learning it towards a par. Which par are we learning from? Par helam davar shatzibur. We're learning to a par Yom Kippurim. Lemahilchasa. What can you? What are we learning Yom Kippur from? Par helam davar shatzibur. Ila akif, tell me that if you don't do everything that you're supposed to do, that you're meant to do, and it's pasul pshita. It says par Yom Kippur itself. It says in the pasuk that vahoyse zayis lachem luchukas elam. What do you think chukas mean? Chukas mean this is how it has to be, no other way. Pshita chukas ksibet. It says the word chukas there. Amrav Nachmit Chalitz Chalel Rabbi Yehuda. This followed the reason why you need to include Yom Kippur is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar he holds ki ksiva chukka. When it says by Yom Kippur chukka, remember Yom Kippur is a whole array of avodas that Kohen Gadol has to do. He has to do some inside and some outside. And so I would have thought when Rabbi Yehuda holds his opinion is Gemara Yuma that when they say chukka advarim hanasim bebigdei lavim bifnim, only those activities Kohen Gadol does, wearing his clothes inside the base of Midrash, every single avodah there is ma'akif. Shim hegdim ma'isel chaved. If you just even change around the order, lo yashal leklum, it is possible because it says chukka. Chukka means exactly this way and no other way. But those things that are done by the Kohen outside, over there, the word chukka is not referred to, so according to Yehudim, therefore the order doesn't matter. So if the order doesn't matter, maybe also some of the activities don't matter. Hegdim ma'isel chaved, masha osa osa. If you reverse the order, is still good enough. If you change the goat, the spraying of the blood, and the growth, the spraying of the cow, and you change the order, is good enough. Since the order doesn't matter, and the only reason is, the explanation is because the word chukka is not referring to it, then maybe hazaz namil makla, maybe it doesn't matter. It's supposed to sprinkle four times. You did it once, is also good enough, like any other chattas. Kamashalam. That's why we're learning karban yom kippur from helam davar shatzibur, that know that every single activity, even outside, is ma'akiv. So therefore, lepar, the second lepar, is referring to the yom kippur. And we're learning a kippur from chattas. Maskel rapapa, is that what you need to tell me that the four hazoyas are ma'akiv? For that, I need the hekesh. Can't be. Why not? Because even without the hekesh, I would have known that it's ma'akiv. We learned. It says a pasuk v'chila mechaper es hakodesh. When you finish doing all the atonements for the hekesh, and then it says you should go ahead and be ma'akiv the azazel, right? So the hikriv es asar lachai. You should be makir the azazel. Now, the other side.
The pair.
Now, the im chiper kilo. This is our equivalent. What do you mean? What is totally not necessary? What if we say this whole is a preamble? V'chila mechaper sakedish. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva says v'chila mechad im kekiper. If you sprinkle the blood and kilo, you finished all the work there. And v'im loychiper. And if you didn't finish sprinkling the blood, like kilo. I don't care if you did the shrine or not, but I care about sprinkling the blood on his bech. That's vital for Yom Kippur. Before you can move on to the next karvachatos,
that's the gemara, that's the soif.
That's what kila means. So what's the kila on the kippur? Kippur means the part that atones you, which is the spraying of the blood on the mizbech. Comes on Rabbi Yehuda. I'm with Rabbi Yehuda. No, why did you decide to reverse the order in the puzzle? The puzzle of the kila mechaper. So I learned proof of cases. Why don't you learn the way pashtu pshat? Im kila, if you finished all the activities, including the residue of the blood, then kippur, then you can move on weiter. I mean, lechila kippur. No, everything is ma'akiv. So where does Rabbi Yehuda learn that everything's ma'akiv? He doesn't learn it from us, from Par Helm Dovash Tzibur. He learns all ma'akiv from Mekila V'Chippur. So what, according to him, what did he tell me that we need Yom Kippur to learn from Helm Dovash Tzibur that everything's ma'akiv? And that's according to Rabbi Yehuda, because according to everybody else side by side, which has the word chukah, we know it's ma'akiv. When Rabbi Yehuda Gufa holds from Mekila V'Chippur, we know that from Mekila V'Chippur. Says Gemara, Amar Papa, you're right. I'll tell you why. What we need to learn Yom Kippur from Par Helm Dovash Tzibur regarding the following three dinim. Ella le'es, the din of es. Es means secondary. We'll soon see what that means. Dam, regarding the din, will be learned out from the word badam and the tefillah regarding the, it says in the pasuk with tovel that says boy. Es, what's es? Amar Abach Yaakov Leitzcha. You know what? We learn three dinim that does not mention by Yom Kippur, but we learn it from the Hel and Par Helm Dovash Tzibur, and that's what we're going to learn from. Lahachshir, to be machshir. What happened? The kohen has a min shebetzba. He has a bile. He has a boil on his finger. He has some kind of a growth, a wart on his finger. We would have thought it's a chatzitza. By saying es etzboy, we learn out that even something secondary to the finger is also good enough. So it's not a chatzitza. That din we would not have known by Yom Kippur. Only know from Pat Helm Dov Tzibur. Okay, then we learn out badam. It says in the pasuk badam. What does that come to teach you? So we say sheyehei badam. We want shear to the one. From the moment that you take the blood and you put it in the receptacle, there should be enough blood in that receptacle that he can dip his finger in. If you put a little bit of blood in one receptacle and another little blood in another receptacle, then afterwards you mix the two together and it's possible. So there's a kula and a chumra here. The S is a kula, badam is a chumra that you has to be chatchila. The keli has to have enough blood. Sheir tefillah mikara, and then it's a pasuk v'taval. You should dip your finger in. V'leim misapik, not wipe your finger against the wall and then get enough blood on the finger. We want that there should be blood in there. It should dip in. And therefore, and where do you learn that from? You learn all that from the Par Helm Dovash Tzibur, which is so keep learning that. The itzich l'mitzvah l'adam. Why do you need to say badam? Because the ikas achmana v'tavla. Just say v'tavla. You should dip your finger. Having a thought, I forgot the lekash sheit tefillah mikara. What do I care if how much blood was in the receptacle in the beginning? Since you have two, even if you have two receptacles, each one a little bit, then afterwards you mix the two together. You have enough. That's why because Ramana Badam, the Torah says, if you talk about the original blood, that was the very first receptacle, has to have enough blood that you can put your finger in. No, so if you talk about let's just say Badam, having never thought that Philip Misapig, even if you take your finger and you go around, the size of the wall is enough. Because Ramana Vitaval, so the Torah says, Vitaval, you have to dip your finger in. Then the Pasuk says, it says the Bazi that the Koyin should take from the blood and spray in the corners of Mizbeach. It says Mizbeach K'toydis Samim. Now everyone knows it says Asher Bo'el Moed. We know which Mizbeach is in the Oel Moed. It's the inner Mizbeach. That's the Mizbeach Azov. Why do you have to have to spell out Mizbeach K'toydis Samim? What's the Torah trying to tell you here? Lomeli was to tell you that it's a brand new Mizbeach you just built up. And the only way that you can sort of dedicate the Mizbeach is by putting some incense on it. If you didn't put the incense on it yet, you cannot sprinkle on that Mizbeach. So that's what we learn from the fact that it says Torah Samim. Tanya Kavosi de Rapapa. So Rapapa saying, what are we doing? What are we learning in Kippur? From Helam Dovash El Tzibur regarding the three dinim of Es and Dam and Tfilah. So we talk and we learned like Rapapa. What do we learn Rapapa? Because it says, V'osa kasher osa ba'tamalim. It says the Braisa. You should do what you should do. Ma'tamalim lepar. Why do you have to say lepar? Obviously, we're talking about the part Helam Dovash El Tzibur, and the Torah is telling you do what you have to do, which we learned before means to be makiv. Why do you have to say lepar? Lerabba is par Yom Kippurim. So it says clearly here, what are we doing? We're being marbe the par of Yom Kippurim. To what? Lekol Masha Olme Be'inyan. All the dinim that's written by Pad Hel and Dovish Tzibur that's not mentioned by Yom Kippur. What is that? That's Es Dam and Tfila. Right, Rav Papa. Do Rabbi. It's right to Rav Papa. Says the Gemara Vayta. Omar Rabbi Shmuel, we have a little time to do Rashi. Omar Rabbi Shmuel says, Kal v'chaymer, you don't need to learn. You tell me you learned Par Yom Kippur from the pasuk. You don't need to, because I can use the Kal v'chaymer, teach you the same thing. And Kal v'chaymer follows the Gemara. So explain the Kal v'chaymer is madach b'makim shloi hushvik korban lekorban madach, in a place where the two korbanos are not identical, they're not the same species. One is a cow, one is a goat, and yet hishu ma'isim lema'isim. Yet their activities are identical. Is Malkum Shahishra carbon carbon with the carbon, the animal is exactly the same, they're both a bull, whatever it is. Ain't I deen, surely Shahishra Maisa Maisa. Surely that what? That the activity should be exactly the same. For example, the par Yom Kippurim is a par, and the Helen Dovish Tzibur is a par. They're both the same animal. And therefore automatically tells me that whatever activities you did by the par Helen Dovish Tzibur, like Es Dam and Tfilah, the same thing applies to Yom Kippur. Without having a hekesh. Just the Kavu Chaim itself tells me that. Madach, where the animals are not the same, the activities are the same. Sure, where the animals are the same, activities should be the same. We'll see in a minute which animals we're talking about that are not the same, yet the activities are the same. The Gemara Vayta. Ella matamal lepar. So what do I do with the word lepar? If I don't need to learn Yom Kippur from Par Helen Dovish Tzibur, I use a Kal v'chaymer. What I need lepar for is a Par Helen Dovish Tzibur. The first part, it says twice lepar. The first one is to tell you regarding a Par Helen Dovish Tzibur, which is a little bit difficult to understand because we are talking already about. Tomorrow we'll talk about it tomorrow. We're already talking. The whole pasuk is talking about a Par Helen Dovish Tzibur. So what are you learning a Par Helen Tzibur? Lepar to another Par Helen Dovish Tzibur. What are you trying to say with that? We'll soon see. You'll see tomorrow. And lipar, the second lipar is not Yom Kippur, like you wanted to say, that par koyim Mashiach. We're learning what? Par koyim Mashiach, which is mentioned earlier. If a koyim, an anointed koyim, did an aveda thinking that it's mutter, he brings a special carbon, comes to teach, learn some dinim from par helm dovish tzibur. Nothing to do with Yom Kippur. According to Bishmol, I don't need Yom Kippur in this posse because I can learn everything from a Kal v'chaymer. Says the Gemara. And we're going to learn, what are we going to learn? Par Koyim Mashiach from Par Helen Dovish Tzibur. Just like Par Helen Dovish Tzibur says Ken Yasa, which we learned before, that it's repeated a second time in the Torah, that everything's ma'akiv. If we want you to sprinkle seven times, if you miss one, or if you want to sprinkle four times, you miss one, it's no good. The same thing applies to Par Koyim Mashiach. We don't have anything there to say it's ma'akiv. You would think like any Karba Chatzos, if you don't do all four, just one is good enough. So that's what we need to teach. We need to learn Par Koyim Mashiach from Par Helen Dovish Tzibur. Fine. Something about a right. Let's understand what Rabbi Shmuel just said. There's a Kal v'chaymer. What was the Kal v'chaymer? Madach b'mokim shaloi hushve karm. The animals are different, and yet the activities are the same. Surely the animals are the same. The activities are the same. What are you talking about here? My lehushve karm lekarm. What exactly do you mean? Ilema par yom kippurim v'seir yom kippurim. Where the animals are different. Right? This is the cow and this is the goat, and the animals are different, and yet they have the same activities. So in other words, this cow comes as follows. Madoch by Yom Kippur with a goat and the cow are two different animals, yet the activities are the same, then surely a par Helen Dovish Tzibur and a par Yom Kippur with the animals exactly the same, surely the activities are exactly the same. If it's ma'akiv here, it's ma'akiv there. That's what Rabbi Shmuel is trying to say. Ikumivik, I can ask you a good question. Malahanach, you know why by Yom Kippur they're mamish the same? It makes sense because shekain nichnas domam lifnai lifnim. There's absolutely no difference between them. The only difference is the goat and the cow, but otherwise they're exactly the same.
It's not only that the dam goes in the fish, the dam gets mixed together.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
it's more.
Yeah, quite a beauty. Yeah. Now, Shane came, when it comes to Pad Helam Dovas at Tzibur and Pad Yom Kippur, they're very different. The Pad Helam Dovas at Tzibur is done, the Pad Yom Kippur is outside, Pad Yom Kippur is inside. They're different. So why are you comparing to it? So this is what shot. Ella, Pad Helam Dovas at Tzibur and the Se'id Abbas Gechavim. We said before that we learned out from the word Chattas, that what Chattas is the Pasuk adding here? The Se'id Abbas Gechavim. And what it has all the same activities as the par Helen Dovish Tzibur, even though they're not the same. This is a par, and this is a soyus, a madach, with the two different kabbanas, and yet they have the same activities. The same thing. Surely, par and par are the same. Again, Yichel Mifrach. Malahan, we had yesterday. Malahanach, you know why these two kabbonis, Sai, the Seir Avajichav, and the Par Helm, we know precisely what the Aved is that you sin. And we know exactly what you're trying to atone. Remember that, and that's how we excluded the Seir Shalurgom, Seir Shalurgom. And the same with the par of Yom Kippuri. Malahan Asher came a chapna aved mitzidu el a par helen dovish al tzibur v'seir Yom Kippuri. The par. Sorry, malahan came a chapna aved mitzidu. They're exactly the same. Mashen came the par Yom Kippuri. Is coming to be mechaper also by the kohenim if they knew they were tummim when they walked in the Beis Hamikdash, but they and then they forgot, and they never remembered afterwards. So they obviously never remembered to bring a carbon at the end, and therefore we learn out from there that the carbon of Yom Kippur is mechaper of that. And we said the seir that's done inside is done for the Yisraelim to mechaper, and the par of Aaron HaKohen is mechaper the kohenim, and the par is done outside. So the par and the seir are very different kabbonis. No, the par of Yom Kippur is very different than the par Helon Dovish Tzibur the seir of Yechavim, because over here it's done for Aveda that you know about, and the par of Yom Kippur is done for Avedas for Tumah you don't know about. So they're not similar at all. How can you learn the two? Ella, so what do we mean? I mean like this. Par Helon Dovish Tzibur the seir. Let's go back to the original statement. The par Helon Dovish Tzibur when they're two different kabbonis, the par and the seir, and yet they're the same. What do you mean the same? We ask the question, they're not the same. One is inside, one is outside. They're not the same. So you go like this. Sorry, we said before the chayda exactly the same. They're both done inside. This is what it means. Umai b'makom shel hushru carbon, the carbon not exactly the same. The high par, the high soy, right? Physically, they're different animals. Yet hushru maisim lemaisim, they have all the same activities. We don't mean that all the activities have to be the same. They're different. What all we're saying here is we're not talking about activities. We're talking about the nature of the animal. Here, there's a part of Yom Kippur and a soya, two different animals, and yet they have the same activities. L'maide kosa behuf, regarding whatever the dinim are, it's written by each one of them, might be a different dinim, but whatever it is, they're both all ma'akiv, because they're vital. So, mokum shahush for carbon to carbon, where the kabbonos are exactly the same, like a part of Helam Dovish HaTzibur, and a part of Yom Kippur, exactly the same animal, the high part of a high part, ain't a din, shahush for maisel maisim, that the activity, since the activities are the same, the springs and everything else, then the protim, these are protim, es, dam, tvila, are protim, regarding a part, helon dovash tzibur, we're going to learn the same thing regarding par Yom Kippur, the blood has to come in the keli enough to put your finger in, and you have to dip your finger in, and with the finger, the kohen happens to have a wart, it doesn't matter. But also, what are we trying to learn out? We're learning out. Sorry?
Few things are the similarities, not they?
And then, Par Yom Kippurim learns out from Par Koyim Mashiach. From Par Koyim Mashiach. But also, like with the Kalachim we just said before. And the Osile Seir Yom Kippurim and comes along the Seir Yom Kippur. And how do you know the Seir Yom Kippur? It's a different animal. You're just learning out from the same animal. How do you know the Seir Yom Kippur also S and Dam and Tefillah? How do you know that? That we learn out from Seir Avodas Kechav Mekav Chaymer. That you learn out from the goats of Kechav Mekav Chaymer. Now, how do you know that the goats of Avodas Kechav Mekav Chaymer? And the same Kavuchemet, where they were not the same animal, a part Helim and a Soy Shem Kippurim, and yet the Maisim are the same. Whatever is written the same. The sprinkling is the same thing, So the same thing. So surely, with the carbon is the same. With the Seir Yom Kippurim, Yuchat is exactly the same. Now the thing is, how do you know by the Seir of Avodah Zorah that you have this din of S and Dam and Tefillah? We're trying to say that the Madach over here that we learn that from Seir of Avodah Zorah, which is different than the part of Helam Dovash HaTzibur, and yet the activities are the same. Surely by Yom Kippur they should be the same. Surely the Seir of Yom Kippur should be the same as Seir Avodah Zorah. But Seir Avodah Zorah Gufa, how do you know that these didn't apply there? It doesn't say that in the Torah. We learn it from an extra word called Chattas. It's like a Hekesh. So the question is, the whole din, that by Seir of Avodah Zorah, you have these three dinim of Es, Dam, and Tefillah. How do you know? You know from the Hekesh, because it says Chattois, from the Pasuk where it talks about the Par Helm of Ziba and the Par Kohen Mashiach. Then you can turn around and use the Kavuchemet. It's already 2 tenures, 2 weeks, 2 steps, too far, too many steps away. Amar Papa, Kesavat Rabbi Shmuel, he holds that Torah. He holds you do learn. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you do learn Yom Kippur. That's how we learn by Yom Kippur. So you don't need the pasuk of we don't need the pasuk to tell you about Yom Kippur. Lepar is not referring to Yom Kippurim because Yom Kippur we know from the Kal Chaimer. What's Lepar for Kain Mashiach? That everything is ma'akiv by him. Stop here.
Is the bris tomorrow?
Is the bris tomorrow, but much later.